ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंद माधवं यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः सांगपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ सांख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। श्रीभगवानुवाच। भगवान् हेज़् बीन् टाकिङ्ग् टु अर्जुन एण्ड् हेज़् मेड् वेरि क्लियर् इन् दीस् वर्स् नम्बर् 20, 21, 22 टुडे द नेचर् आफ् दि आत्मा बीयिङ्ग् चेञ्ज्लेस्नेस्. Very important. Changelessness presupposes what? Beginninglessness. Beginninglessness presupposes what? Causelessness. So akaranatvat, anadityam. So anadityat nishkriyatvam, changelessness. Changelessness is the nature of the atma. Because Atma is ever of the nature of motionlessness, unmoving. Why it's unmoving? It cannot move. No motion is possible the part of the Atma because Sarva Gatattvam is the nature. All pervasiveness is the nature. Why it is all pervasive? Being the subtlest of everything, very truth of everything, it is there pervading everything. All pervasiveness is the nature. Therefore, what Atma happened, the only reality, second thing being not there, what? Even immovable also, achalatvam. It's not just swayam unmoving, it's also not movable, anything else. Achalatvam. Therefore, what we have to understand, avikriyatvam is the reason for Atma being not associated with any of the accessories of action. Akartrutvam is Atma Swarupam. Akartrutvam, non-doership and non-enjoyership is the nature of the Atma because not only the Atma is not a subject of action, object of action, or the enjoyer of the fruits of actions, Atma is not any of the accessories, not karma, not karanam, not samadhanam, anything. And Atma is very swarupam of everything. This has been made very clear, and we have seen the Atma Jnani is Atma himself. Brahma Jnani is Brahman himself. Therefore, as Brahma Jnani is free from actions, Jnani is also Akarta. Jnani is Abhokta. That was made very clear. And with the Akshepartha Prashnaha, you have seen that. And various doubts of Purapakshi, very clearly answered. Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary, re-established the fact revealed by the Shastram. that there's no way of combining jnanam with karma. Once jnanam is there, there's no karma for a jnani. Jnanam itself is moksha. Jnanam need not be, cannot be combined with karma as a means of attainment of moksha. That fact has been clarified assertively. Now we saw even pancha bhutani. Avikriyatvam. So, vikaraha means modification, change. Atma, this abstract reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, is ever of the nature of changelessness. It is not subject to any of the modifications. Unmodifiable also. Swayam, unchangeable. Changeless, unchangeable, unmodifiable. Therefore, Atma Swarupam being avikriyatvam, changelessness, or avikaratvam, or nirvikaratvam. You can say nirvikaraha, Atma avikriyaha, Atma. We can say all the words mean the same. So, no element can do any harm to the Atma. Atma is absolutely indestructible. That we saw in the 23rd verse. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakah, nachainam kledayantyapah, nasoshayati marutah. When you listen, we don't simply listen also with the objectification orientation. When you say, yenam shastrani na chindanti, weapons do not cleave this atma, cut this atma, means earth element in the form of weapons do not do any harm to the atma, means I am not subject to any of the afflictions caused by weapons. The earth element in the form of weapons. Yenam na pavakaha dahati. The fire does not burn this atma means, the fire does not burn this atma, the nearest cell means I, the atma, am not afflicted by fire. Yenam ke apaha na kledayanti. Waters do not wet, drown this atma. Water can cause the destruction of anything. If something gets soaked in the water for some time, it can get disintegrated, it can get broken. But here nothing, waters cannot do any harm to the Atma. Also, marutaha na soshayati, wound is capable of drying. The dampness can dry things, but it doesn't dry, cause any harm to the Atma in terms of drying. So we understood all this and we have seen the Bhashyam part of this also. Prakrutam dehinam shastrayana chindanti. Why weapons do not clear the Atma? Niravayavatvat. Atma is not something which is formed of many components or parts. Due to the partlessness, Atma is subject to any destruction caused by the weapons. Weapons can only cut and cleave something which has parts. So, anna avayava vibhagam kurvanti shastrani asya avayavani eva nasanti atmanah katam avivibhagam kartam shaknuvanti. Atma has no parts, no components which constitute the Atma. Therefore, avayava vibhaga karanam is not possible. We understood. Tatha yenam pavakahana dahati. Agnihi apina basmi karoti. Agnihi apina basmi karoti. Fire can reduce things to ashes. But when the question of Atma comes, it cannot do any harm to it. Tatha yenam apaha na kledayanti. Waters also do not wet. Apamhi savayavasya vastunaha ardri bhava karanena avaya visleshapadane samarthyam. See, water has the capacity in disintegrating, in causing the disintegration, in causing the visleshanam of many components put together or many parts put together. Water can cause the visleshanam, separation. Visleshanam means separation. It's derived from this visleshanam is a noun derived from the root slish. Slishyati, sleshayati, asleshayati. One verb. Visleshayati. Visleshayati is separates, separating things into pieces. If suppose a table or wooden table or chair or something, you soak it in water for some time, long time. What happens? The gum goes, the glue goes, all the parts, the wood becomes rotten and falls apart. Called visleshanam. So, avayava visleshana apadane ardri bhava karanena just apam samarthyamasti. Water has the capacity. Only if something is constituted of many components, formed of many components, or it has many parts. But atma be nir avayavatvam, partlessness, componentlessness, being the nature of the atma, doesn't happen on the part of the atma. So no element can cause any destruction, from harm to the atma, that we understood already. Okay. Tata snehavat dravyam sneha soshena na nashayati vayuhu. No, snehavat dravyam sneha soshena nashayati vayuhu. Please make a note. The verb sneha, we say friendship. It is derived from the root snih. Snihyati is the verb. Snihyati means sticks. Water, a paper falls, a cloth falls in the water, it's wet, it really can stick to something. Water, the liquid can stick, any liquid can cause the sticking. Also, oil is called, because oil is also little sticky. Oil is also called snehaha. Friendship is called snehaha. Any liquid which can cause the sticking of one thing with the other thing is called snehaha. So, snehavat dravyam, any substance with sticky thing, sneha soshanena, that liquid or glue or gum or which really, anything, by oil, by drying it, vayu can cause the destruction. Enam, sva atmanam na sosheti marutahapi, wind also is incapable of doing any harm to the atma. All that we have already seen. We come to the 24th verse next. Yataha, I've come to today's class. Are you all following? Yeah. Yataha itself is an indicable word which means because. Yataha evam means what? Due to this reason of Atma being not destructible, Atma being not harmed, Atma cannot be harmed by any of the elements, but all the elements are dependent on Atma for their very existence. Where is the question of doing any harm to the Atma? Again, Atma being the subtlest, Atma being all pervasive, Atma being motionless, Atma being partless, absolutely indestructible. Tasmat, because of this reason, yataha evam, due to this reason, what is that? What is the understanding one must have? You would take the 23rd verse as the verse giving the reasons. And now the conclusion we have to arrive at is what? Atma is absolutely indestructible. So no, it cannot be harmed, destroyed by any of the element. So that's discussed in the 24th verse. Achedyoyamadahyoyam. The commentators, mainly Shankar Bhagavatpada, and also the other commentators, the Tikakaraha, those who write commentary on the commentary, okay? Bhashyasya, Bhashya, Kartaraha, which is a Tika. Tika means, you know, the simple commentary on the commentary, or explanatory notes, also Tippanam, we say. So though all of them uniformly take these two verses as what? They take the 23rd verse as the verse presenting the reason for the indestructibility of the Atma. When the reason is given why Atma is indestructible, it's not, it cannot be harmed by any of the elements. And the final conclusion, therefore, we have to assertively understand the Atma being what? Indestructibility. Nature of the Atma being indestructible is firmly arrived at here. It is here conclusion. Conclusion means the final understanding. This is how Atma is. That is revealed in this 24th verse. Achedyoyam adahyoyam akledyo soshya evacha. Nitya sarvagatasthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha. So achedyaha, all potential passive participles. Achedyaha, so uncleavable means cannot be cut. Adahyaha, non-burnable, cannot be burnt. Akledyaha, cannot be made wet. Asoshya, cannot be dried. So Atma cannot be harmed, destroyed by any of the elements. This is a fact again. It's a conclusion arrived at. And then what is this Atma? Nityaha. Nityaha means timeless. Nityatvam. Nityaha means what? Atma is ever of the nature of eternity because it has no cause. It has no causeless. Therefore, it is, has no birth. It has no beginning. Therefore, it is time-wise eternal. Causeless, therefore independent, for it is also timeless. And because it is timeless, is also all-pervasive, sarvagatam. So sarvagatattam, all-pervasiveness, is because of its timelessness. Sthanuhu, and because it is all-pervasive, motionlessness is the nature of the Atma. Sthanuhu, it is firm, unmoving. And achalaha, there is nothing which can move this. Achalaha, immovable. Changeless. I am Sanatanaha. Sanatanaha means what? Sadatanaha has become Sanatanaha. That which belongs to all periods of time, changelessly. Sanatanaha means what? Ever fresh. Sanatanaha is literal meaning. Okay, now we'll see the Bhashyam here. Yasmat anyonya nasha hetuni bhutani yenam atmanam nashayastum na utsahante tasmat nityaha. Now we have to give the reason. Hetuhu means reason. how, why we say Atma is eternal. Nityaha, tasmat nityaha. Anyonya nashahetuni bhutani. Bhutani are elements. Elements are, elements become the cause of destruction of each other. The elements can become the cause of mutual destruction. One can contribute to the destruction of the other. Water can put the fire off. Fire can dry the dampness in water. Even air can destroy the air can either air can cause the destruction by the, blowing the fire, or it can put it off also. Like the anyonya nashahetuni bhutani, all elements can function as causes of destruction of each other, mutual destruction. Anyonya nashahetuni bhutani, one element can become the cause of destruction of the other element. But that those elements, yenam atmanam nashayitum na utsahante. Be careful, the word utsahanam. Utsahanam is a neuter noun, utsahaha. We use the term utsaha as enthusiasm. So na utsahante, nashayitum na utsahante, they are not enthusiastic about destruction. That's the literal meaning. But here, na utsahante means they are not capable. They are not able. Utsahante is equal to shaknuvanti. Please make a note. Utsahante ityukte shaknuvanti ityartha. Na utsahante ityukte na shaknuvanti. So, all these elements which serve as causes of destruction of each other are not able to destroy this all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self, the very content of I. Yenam atmanam nashayitum na utsahante. Tasmat, therefore, nityaha. This is eternal. So, bhutani yenam atmanam nashayitum na utsahante. So, the space is left alone here. Only four elements are mentioned here. All these four elements are not able to destroy the Atma. When you say not able to destroy the Atma means not able to destroy myself, my real nature. If a person, you know, shifts his identity from body, mind and his complex and places the I in this Atma, looking at oneself as Atma, one can be what can say, Aham Nityaha Atma. Aham Nityaha Brahma. I'm eternal, absolutely indestructible is eternal. I'm absolutely indestructible, eternal knowledge, all pervasive reality, Atma. Therefore, bhutani enam atmanam nashayitum na utsahante ataha atma nityaha iti uchyate. The reason is given. Kimattam atma nityaha iti uchyate. Anyonya nasha hetuni bhutani enam atmanam nashayitum na shaknuvanti na utsahante tasmat atma nityaha. Okay. Now, nityatvat. So, Atma is nityaha, Atma is eternal, means it is there beginninglessly, causelessly, independently, and it is there changelessly, therefore it will be there forever, endlessly also. That is why nityatvat sarvagataha. As Atma is beginningless, eternal, is what all pervasive, this abstract, formless reality implied by the term Atma, the very word Atma implies what? All pervasiveness being the nature of the reality. All pervasiveness being the nature of the reality alone, the reality is implied by this word Atma. Sarvam apnoti iti Atma. In Aitreya Upanishad, the word Atma, get three derivations, three meanings. But the main meaning is what? Sarvam apnoti iti Atma. Therefore, sarvagataha, nityatvat sarvagataha. So, nityatvam is the hetu, reason, for Atma being all-pervasive. Kimartam Atma sarvagataha, nityatvata sarvagataha. You must get, this abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma is ever of the nature of timelessness, change, eternity. Therefore, it is all-pervasive. Now, sarvagatatvata sthanuhu. Atma sthanuhu means unmoving, firm, motionless. It cannot move even slightly. Why? Because there's no place where Atma is not. Because it remains pervading everything. Sarvagatatvata sthanuhu. So nityatvam is the reason given for its all-pervasiveness. All-pervasiveness is given the reason, as even mentioned, as the reason for its being motionless, unmoving. Sarvagatatvat sthanuhu. Sthanuhu means what? Sthanuhu is not like any stump of something. Sthanuhu eva sthiraha iti etat. Atma is unmoving, firm, motionless. It is firm like sthanuhu. It's firm like sthanuhu. Sthanuhu eva sthiraha iti etat. Now, sthiratvate, because of its motionlessness, because of sthiratva, firmness, because of the firmness, achalaha ayam. It is immovable also. Ayam achalaha. Ataha, therefore, sanatanaha. Therefore, what? Sanatanaha. Chirantanaha. Sanatanaha means what? Chirantanam means that which is there always. See, nityaha sanatanaha. What is the difference? Nityaha means eternal. Eternity implies what? Sanatanaha. Means it remains ever fresh. Sanatanaha chirantanaha. So, na karanath kutaschit nishpannaha abhinavaha. So, sanatanaha means what? Na kutaschit karanath nishpannaha. Nishpannaha means it has not come out of, it is not born out of, it has not originated from anywhere, any cause. Kutaschit karanath na nishpannaha. Kutaschit karanath na nishpannaha. It has not originated from any given cause, any cause. Means causeless. Therefore, what? Abhinavaha is also ever fresh. Abhinavaha. It's just there. It is there timelessly, eternally, beginninglessly, changelessly, endlessly, all pervasively, motionlessly, independently. Abhinavaha. See, if it had a cause, then it would have had origination. Then it must have undergone a change to become an effect. So Atma is not the effect of something, a product of something. ஆத்மா ஹஸ் நாட் கம் இன் டு பீங் ஃப்ரம் சம் அதர் காஸ் குத்தச்சித்து காரணாத்த ந நிஷ்பன்னஹா. தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் பிகினிங்லெஸ், தேர்ஃபோர் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் ஆல்சோ. பர்த் பீங் நாட் தெர், ஒரிஜினேஷன் பீங் நாட் தெர், இட்ஸ் அப்சல்யூட்லி சேஞ்ச்லெஸ். அபினவஹா. So, Atma has no cause, causeless. Atma is neither the cause nor the effect also. But Atma is the truth of all the causes and effects. The mithya cause and mithya effects. Only satyam of all the mithya causes and effects. Which is causeless, which is neither an effect. So here the hetu is given here. Hetu means reason. Okay, when these meanings are given, what Shankara Bhagavatpada implies is Atma is avikriyaha. Changelessness is the nature of this swarupam of the reality, this formless reality. Being changes this swarupam. Knowing is this swarupam. So, therefore, it is indestructible. It is understood. Avikriyatvam is the swarupam. Therefore, it is akartrutvam is also swarupam. Abhoktrutvam is the swarupam. Therefore, avinashitvam, indestructibility also is this very nature. This has been already revealed. What has been revealed in the 20th verse is again repeated in all these verses. When something is repeated, what has been, even if it is a fact about the Atma, even if it is the very nature of the Atma, already which has been said once, two times, again repeatedly mentioned in these verses. The repeatedly mentioning can be taken to be what? An entropy. Entropy, you know, is called Punarukti Doshaha. Punaha uktihi means repeatedly saying something. Repeat utterance is what? Punaruktihi. Punaha uktihi, punaruktihi. Punaruktihi is a ikaranta shabda, feminine gender noun. Otherwise you can say paunaruktiyam. Means again repetition. Punaruktihi means repetition. Repeated utterance. Paunaruktiyam is a dosha. In general, in any literature, it is looked... what has been said once, even if it is a fact, if it is repeatedly said, it is called the effect of repetition. Punarukti doshaha. But in Vedanta Shastram alone, when facts are repeatedly uttered, it should not be taken as punarukti doshaha. There is no punarukti doshaha. This error of repetition is not taken in the accepted in the Vedanta Shastram, because what is discussed is very, very subtle, abstract, formless, subtlest reality. Reality. It is that abstract, formless vastu, inexplicable vastu, imperceptible, which is not an object, which is not available for any objectification, that vastu has to be understood, the vastu being the reality has to be understood, and that vastu has to be take ownership of as one's own essential nature, one's own self. One has to place essence in the abstract, formless reality. One has to see aham brahma asmi, one has to say this. And now, our identity is where? Where is Dehi Atma Buddhi, Manasi Atma Buddhi, Indriyeshu Atma Buddhi? Our essence is strongly rooted in gross physical body. At least the subtle aspects which indwell the gross body, there we have strong identity. And from this, shifting this essence, and cognitively, it's not physical, intellectually and placing it in consciousness, abstract reality, and seeing oneself as abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality is not an easy joke. It's a very subtle teaching and subtle fact. Aham Brahmasmi is an extremely subtlest fact. On the standpoint of the vision of oneself being Atma, seeing the whole Jagat as the only, all that is here is only Brahma, seeing this, this another fact, subtlest fact. This is not some cock and bull story. It's a subtlest fact, abstract fact. This has to be understood and assimilated. And one has to enjoy the benefit of this knowledge of this fact also. Therefore, it is repetition is important. Therefore, here Bhagavan Krishna repeats, Vyasacharya repeats this teaching through the words of Bhagavan Krishna, and the Shankara Bhagavatpada comments upon that repeatedly. Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to show in his commentary how there is no this entropy, this defect of error of repetition is not there. Okay. You understood that? Sthiraha means sthanuhu iva sthiraha. It is firm, unmoving, like what a stump of a tree. Even stump of a tree can move, can be moved by shaking, shaking, shaking. But Atma is absolutely unmoving because all pervasive. Puja Swamiji used to explain this very beautifully. There must be a place where it is not for it to be to move and go there. So unmoving, all because of all pervasiveness, motionless also becomes the nature of the Atma. No, yasmat param, yasmat param na, yasmat param na, aparam na asti kinchit. So the second thing being not there, what is it which can cause the movement of this Atma? Therefore, it is achalaha. So kutaschit karanatana nishpannaha, ataha sanatanaha. So the word sanatanaha implies what? A beginninglessness of the Atma. Nityaha also implies what? Beginninglessness and endlessness of the Atma. Endlessness being the nature of the Atma. So sanatanaha also implies what? No form of any change happens on the part of the Atma. No change means it ever remains fresh without being subject to any subtle change also. The Shankara Bhagavatpada says, yetesham shlokanam paunaruktyam na chodaniyam. Yetesham shlokanam paunaruktyam na chodaniyam. See, I told you already, punaruktihi. Repeatedly, repetition only, punaruktihi. Repeatedly saying, paunaruktyam is a neuter noun. Punaruktihi is a feminine noun. Mean the same. Paunaruktyam, punaruktihi means repetition. Yetesham shlokanam paunaruktyam na chodaniyam. Repetition of these shlokas. Repetition of these shlokas means what? Repetition of the content. Repetition of the meanings of the words of these shlokas should not be questioned at all. Na chodaniyam. Why? When Shastram teaches something, you have to listen. That is why, because we should never question Shastram. Shastra's teaching, even it is repeated. So even in the same thing follow in the families. When the grandparents repeatedly say something, we never tell them back. Why do you tell me again and again? I know what I should do once. Don't tell me. Nowadays, children ask the question. If you tell them second time, they get bored. They don't want to listen to the same thing. Why do you tell me again and again? You already told me once. The question is, but in our culture, that's why elders, parents repeat sometimes. Elders, grandparents tell sometimes. They repeat. And we don't tell them, okay, I heard already once. I know what I should do now. You have instructed me once. I will do it. I will not question you back. No, we never question back elders. Because why they repeat? They are very keen that we do it. They repeat it. Including even padi, exam, no, study for exams. They say again and again. Because importance. The importance is emphasized by repetition. Therefore, etesham shlokanam pavnaruktyam na chodaneyam. The repetition of the meanings of the words, repetition of the words revealing the nature of the Atma should not be questioned here. He's explaining, yad ekena eva shlokena Atmanaha nityatvam avikriyatvam cha uktam. When we read the 20th verse, Bhagavad Gita-yam, Vimshatitame shloke, in the 20th verse of Bhagavad Gita, beginning with the words what? Najayate mriyate vakadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam puranaha nahanyate hanyamane sharire. My God, the whole verse is made very clear. What was made clear? Yekena yeva shlokena. By one verse alone, nityatvam, atmanaha nityatvam uktam. The timelessness, eternity being the nature of the Atma was already mentioned. Therefore what? Avikriyatam cha uktam. How the Atma's nature being changelessness. Changelessness of the Atma. Eternity of the Atma. Eternity, changelessness being the nature of the Atma has been already discussed in the shloka. Okay? Na jayate, na mriyate, va ityadina. By this verse, all it has been explained. Now, why the same nature of the Atma? Changelessness is the nature of the Atma. Eternity is timelessness is the nature of the Atma. Why this nature of the Atma being timelessness, changelessness, eternity again repeated? Why it's repeated? Paunaruktyam na chodaneyam. Tatra yadeva atma vishayam kinchiduchyate. Tatra yadeva atma vishayam kinchiduchyate. So atma vishayam means what? The nature of the reality implied by the term atma. Kinchiduchyate. What has been said already once. Tade, what is said in there, yetasmat shlokartat na atirichyate. That is not something more than atirichyate. Not na atirichyate. That is not something more than the meaning of this shloka. Meaning of this shloka. Yetasmat shlokartat na atirichyate. That's not more than what is said in the sloka means what? What was said there alone is repeated again here. Which means it is not different. Yetasmat shlokarthate yadeva atmavishyam kinchid uchyate tatana atirichyate. From the meaning of the verse, this verse, what was discussed as the nature of the Atma in the previous other verse is not different. Na atirichyate. கிஞ்சித் சப்தத்தக புனருக்தம். சப்தத்தக மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வெர்பலி ஹாஸ் பீன் ரிப்பீட்டட். Little things have been, little has been repeated verbally. Kinchit arthataha iti. Meaning wise also, same thing has been repeated. Meaning wise there is repetition, verbally also there is repetition. Words also same, literally words are also lifted. Sanatanaha, etc. So, shabdataha kinchit punaruktam. கிஞ்சித் அர்த்தத்தக புனருக்தம். புனருக்தம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ரிப்பீட்டட். சோ ஏதஸ்மாத் ஸ்லோகார்த்தாத் வாட் பகவான் மீன்ஸ்? தி நஜாயதே நஜாயதே ம்ரியதே வா கதாசித். ஃப்ரம் தி மீனிங் கன்வேட் வித் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் வேர்ஸ் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா, the meanings of the other verses which come later on is not all different. The same meaning is repeated. So literally word is a repetition of words, the repetition of the meanings of the words. This repetition of the words, repetition of the meanings of the words should not be questioned at all. Na chodaniyam. What has been conveyed in this verse has been conveyed literally, then verbally repeated, and also the meaning was also repeated. Thus repetition is important. Why repeated is very important to understand the teaching. But in understanding, if this is not simply understanding alone, what has been understood should not be forgotten. Should not be forgotten means it be ever remembered. If it should be ever remembered means it must be registered. It must get registered. It must, only if we get registered, it will be of, it's available for use. When you, if you have to enjoy the benefit of this knowledge, you must make use of this knowledge. The knowledge, if you understood the teaching, if you forgot the teaching means, it doesn't get registered means, it is as good as not knowing it. As good as not having it. Then you cannot enjoy, you make use of this knowledge in situations. So in order to enjoy the benefit of this knowledge, it must be available for, it must be made use of, knowledge must be made use of. In order to be able to make use of the knowledge, it must be available always. Available always means it must, should remember, it should be ever remembered, should not be forgotten. It must get registered. It means very important. It is this the freedom that you can enjoy is only in this jnanam. Very important. So because of the importance of the knowledge, because subtleness of the teaching, and in order to get this teaching completely ascertained, registered, even if you don't make effort, Shastra makes effort, there's repetition. The teaching is repeated in all these verses. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Paunaruktyam na chodaniyam. So, etesham shlokanam paunaruktyam na chodaniyam. Yad yekena eva shlokena atmanaha nityatvam avikriyatvam cha uktam. That changelessness, timelessness, being the nature of the atma which has been said by one verse, the same in the verse, the 20th verse, that verse at beginning with the words najayate namriyate, etc. And the tadeva yatatra yadeva atma vishyam kinchit uchyate tade tad etasmat shlokarthat na adrichyate na adrichyate. So what is said in this, said What is revealed in this 120th verse alone is said again, which means it's not different from what is repeatedly said in other verses. Even though that there is repetition of the words, repetition of the meanings of the words. Kinchita shabdataha punaruktam, kinchita arthataha api punaruktam. Okay. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the proper reason why repetition. Durbodhatvat atmavastunaha. Even when I am saying this again and again like this, you must be feeling why Swamiji is repeating here. Same reason, okay? Durbodhatvat atmavastunaha. Mean what? Atmavastunaha durbodhatvat. I am putting proper prose order, okay? Atmavastunaha durbodhatvat. Punaha punaha prasangam apadya. Punaha punaha prasangam apadya. Shabdantarena. Tadeva vastu nirupayati Bhagavan Vasudevaha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Bhagavan, what does Bhagavan do? Bhagavan Vasudevaha, Bhagavan Krishna, here tadeva vastu nirupayati, he brings to light, repeatedly, he proves, he establishes, he repeatedly brings to light the nature of the Atma using different words. Why? Durbodhat atmavastunaha durbodhatvamasti. Atmavastu means what? This abstract reality implied by the term Atma. Atmavastu has the status of being difficult to be understood. Durbodhatvam asti is not at all easy to understand this abstract reality. So understanding when you can simply listen, okay? But first of all, it's formless reality. All pervasive reality, timeless reality, only truth of everything. And that reality has to be taken ownership of, claimed as one's own nature. One has to completely, that it has to bring a change in one's perspective. Very subtle, inexplicably subtle. Therefore, Atmavastu has durbodhatvam. Atmavastu has the status of being very difficult, extremely difficult to understand. As it is difficult to understand the Atmavastu, punaha punaha prasangam apadya, atmavastunaha durbodhatvat, punaha punaha, again and again, prasangam apadya. Punaha punaha prasangam asadya. Prasanga means the opportunity, the context. Apadya, taking the context as an opportunity. Shabdantarena, through different words, through another word, shabda antaram, shabdantaram, another word, using another word, through another word also, tadeva vastu, what reality, the nature of the reality has been already explained, Bhagavan again brings to light, nirupayati, tadeva vastu, Bhagavan Vasudeva nirupayati. He makes us repeatedly proves, nirupayati. Proves means what? He brings to light. He reveals the same reality. He brings to light the same reality in terms of its nature again. through another word. Katham no nama. Samsarinam. Katham no nama. Samsarinam avyaktam tattvam. Buddhi gochar. Avyaktam tattvam. Buddhi gocharatam apannam. Tat samsara nivruttaye syat iti. See, katham no nama. Samsarinam. For the people who are, you know, sinking in this ocean of samsara. Samsarinam. Avyaktam tattvam. Avyaktam tattvam means what? The truth which is absolutely imperceptible, which is not available for objectification, that truth. Buddhi gocharatam apannam sat. What this imperceptible, incomprehensible reality, buddhi gocharatam apannam sat, when it becomes understood, samsara nivruttaye syat, it will be for, it will be for getting rid of samsara. Samsara nivruttaye syat. This art is for samsara nivruttihi. Somehow it has to be. This fact is a fact. And this, the truth has to be understood. It's very difficult to understand. Because it is extremely subtlest reality. The teaching is subtle. What is to be understood is subtle. Therefore, repetition is important. Here, as Bhagavan playing the role of a teacher, punaha punaha prasangam apadya, somehow finding the context, an opportunity to convey the same teach, to convey the same idea, repeat the same thing, Bhagavan nirupayati. Shabdantarena, through another word, Bhagavan reveals the same teaching. Why? Because katham nu avyaktam tattvam buddhi gocharatam apannam. Somehow it is extremely incomprehensible, imperceptible. So avyaktam here implies, avyaktam literally means unmanifest. So here, incomprehensible, imperceptible, unobjectifiable, extremely subtle reality, somehow has to buddhi gocharatam apannam. It has to somehow become grasped. Somehow it has to become grasped. It has to be understood. Buddhi gocharatam. Gocharatam, gocharanam, gocharata means it had the status of being grasped through the intellect. It is not an object of knowledge. The vastu which is not an object of knowledge has to be somehow understood through the intellect. When it is understood, what happens? Buddhi gocharatam apannam sat. Only when it becomes understood, as status of being understood through the intellect, then it serves as what? Means of relief from samsara. Samsara nivrittaye syat. Because it's jnanam. Please understand this difference between studying in the universities and studying in the gurukulams like with the teachers like Guru Pujya Swamiji. But big difference. We have people who are doing masters, MA, Advaita Vedanta, not because people do study. So here, study of Vedanta Shastram, Advaita Vedanta Shastra Adhyayanam is not for intellectual exercise. It is not an academic pursuit. It is a spiritual wisdom needed for, required for people who are desperately wanting to be free. Therefore, here, samsara nivruttaye syat. It should be for getting rid of, relief from samsara. Therefore, samsara nivruttihi, removal of samsara is the ultimate aim of a human being, human life, which is solving the fundamental problem. Therefore, it has to be repeated. So in these words, Shankara Bhagavatpada conveys the heart of Bhagavan. Bhagavan has this understanding. Bhagavan, having this thought in his mind, he teaches Arjuna that it must relieve a person from the bondage of samsara. So why he repeats? So Bhagavan says, very beautiful, Atma vastunaha durbodhatvat punaha punaha prasangam apadya, finding all possible opportunities, shabdantarena tadeva vastunirupayati Bhagavan Vasudevaha, katham nama samsaranam avyaktam tatti tattvam buddhigocharatam apannam sat samsara nivruttaye syat iti. Kincha. Now, the following verse also, and the 25th verse comes. So here ends the commentary on verse number 24. Avyaktoyam achintyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate avyaktoyam Toyam achintyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate tasmadevam viditvainam nanushochitum arhasi avyaktoyam achintyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate tasmadevam viditvainam nanashochitumarhasi. So in this verse again, now all these verses from the second verse onwards, in two more words, Bhagavan discussing only the nature of the Atma. Atma swarupa pratipadikaha shlokaha. I told you already. And one more verse comes here. It is said, avyaktaha ayam, achintyaha ayam, avikaryaha ayam uchyate. So ayam means this. This implies what? This means the nearest self. What is nearest self? The all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, available as the nearest self, as the very content of I, is implied with the term I am. I am, this Atma, is said to be avyaktaha. अयम् अव्यक्तः उच्यते, अयम् अचिन्त्यः उच्यते, अयम् अविकार्यः उच्यते. दिस् आत्मा इस् सेड् टु बि अव्यक्तः. अव्यक्तः मीन्स् वाट्? अन्मेनिफेस्ट्. अन्मेनिफेस्ट् मीन्स् वाट्? ओके, इन्द्रिय अगोचरम्, इन्द्रियद्वारा न ज्ञायमानः आत्मा. Atma is not something which can be perceived through sense organs. Atma is not even an object. So how can it be perceived through sense organs? So avyaktaha, which literally means unmanifest, implies the meaning of being imperceptible. Atma is avyaktaha, means imperceptible. It is not perceptible through sense organs. Not only it is not available for sense perception, achintyaha. Chintyaha means perceptible, conceivable through the mind. It is not available for even thought conception. Achintyaha, it is not conceivable mentally. Sensorily imperceptible. Mentally is also inconceivable. Like headache, you cannot see through physical eyes, but you can understand. It's available for thought perception. No, it's not available for thought perception. It is not conceivable. Then, achintyaha. It's not an object of the Atma, is not object of sense organs, not object perceptible through sense organs. It is not a subtle object available for perception, thought. An object of knowledge, it's not an object of thought. I am avikaryaha. See, avikaryaha again has come. Unmodifiable. Avikaryaha means unmodifiable, means what? Not subject to any modifications, any changes. Tasmat, therefore, evam yenam viditva. Having understood this Atma, the content of I, to be of this nature, then shochitam na arhasi, anushochitam na arhasi, then you need not grieve at all. The grief is because of the fear of death. I will die, I will cause the death of others, others will become victims of my destruction. This causes the fear. This causes the pain, grief. No, there's no need for grief at all. You all would have read in Pujya Swamiji's Gita Hum Study book, grief has no legitimacy. There's no reason for one to grieve. Because Atma is not subject. Atma is absolutely indestructible. Anatma, meaning Mithya, is also not subject to death. We are grieving over the death of what? Atma or Anatma? So, shochitam na arhasi. Tasmat evam enam atmanam evam viditva. Having understood this Atma to be of this nature, of being not an being imperceptible through sense organs, being inconceivable through mind, not being subject to any of the changes, you need not grieve at all. Anushochitam na arhasi. This is the literal meaning of the verse, which you know very well. Anushochitam, shochitam, anushochitam na arhasi. You do not need to grieve, Arjuna. Which means, there's no need. What is it which deserves the grief? Atma, one need not grieve for Atma. One need not grieve for Anatma also. Anatma is Mithya. And Atma is absolutely indestructible. There's no need for one to grieve. So, Avyaktaha. Shankara Bhagavata explains, Avyaktaha means what? Sarvakarana Avishayatvat. Sarvakarana Avishayatvat. Vishayatvam means what? Vishayaha means object. விஷயத்துவம் மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். அவிஷயத்வாத் நாட் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் எனி ஆஃப் தி இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் பர்செப்டபிள் த்ரூ எனி ஆஃப் தி இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். சர்வகரண அவிஷயத்வாத் ஆஸ் ஆத்மா does not have the status of being an object perceptible through the sense organ, any of the sense organs, is avyaktaha, imperceptible. So na vyajyate iti avyaktaha. It's very beautiful to understand this. Vyajyista dhatu, vyanj dhatu, and vyajyate. Vyajyate means to be manifested, to be expressed, to be revealed, to be perceived. So, na vyajyate iti avyaktaha. So, atma is not something which is perceived, revealed, expressed through sense organs. It's not available for sense perception through sense organs. Avyaktaha. So, na vyajyate iti avyaktaha. Na vyajyate, it is not vyaktam, it is not manifest. So, it is avyaktaha. See, the entire world of objects obtaining in five different forms are perceptible through five different sense organs. All the objects of the world can be reduced to what? Objects of fivefold forms, perceptible through five sense organs. Shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandhaha. Either in the form of sounds or in the form of forms, light, colors, are the objects which reflect the light, or in the form of smell, or taste, touch. Atma is not any of these objects. Atma does not have any of these attributes also. Therefore, Atma is not an object. Avishayatvam. Atma is not the... Atma is not an object visible through eyes. Atma is not an object which can be heard through this noise, hearing power. Atma is not an object which can be smelled through nose. So, avishayatvat, due to its having not an object of, are perceptible through sense organs, imperceptible. Therefore, what? சர்வகரண அவிஷயத்வாத். சர்வகரணம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பஞ்சகரணானி. ஓகே, பஞ்ச ஞானேந்திரியானாம் அவிஷயத்வாத். நாட் பீங் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் பர்செப்டபிள் த்ரூ தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ், ஆல் திஸ் மீன் விச் சர்வ் எஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், இட் இஸ் வாட்? இம்பர்செப்டபிள், அவ்யக்தா. அவ்யக்தம், அவ்யக்தா அயம். தேர்ஃபோர் வாட்? ஆத்மா பீங் நாட் எனி ஆஃப் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் பர்செப்டபிள் த்ரூ சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ், இட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ இன்கன்சீவபிள். அத்தக ஏவ அச்சிந்தியா அயம். தட் ஓன்லி ரீசன், பீங் நாட் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் பர்செப்டபிள் த்ரூ எனி ஆஃப் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ், இட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் கன்சீவபிள், இட் இஸ் நாட் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் ஈவன் தாட் பர்செப்ஷன். Why anything which can be conceived, which can be inferred, must be already available for pratyaksha pramanam. Any object which is available directly for sense perception alone can be visualized, can be imagined, can be inferred, can be really conceived mentally. Therefore, it is not, it is inconceivable. It is said, achintya means yadhi indriya gocharam vastu tat chinta vishayatvam apadyate. Yadhi indriya gocharam vastu. Vastu here is not a reality, it is an object. Anything that which is an object available for sense, available for recognition through sense organs, available for knowledge through sense organs. Indriya gocharam vastu. That yad indriya gocharam vastu. Yad hi indriya gocharam vastu. That object which is available for knowledge through sense organs. Tad, that object alone. Chinta vishyatvam apadit. That object alone attains the status of being an object of thought also. That is chinta vishyatvam apadyate. That object alone can become the object of thought also. Ayam tu atma anindriya gocharatvat achintyaha. Whereas this atma, this abstract formless reality implied by the term atma, is not conceivable as it has a status of being not an object perceptible through sense organs. Anindriya gocharatvat achintyaha. So, indriya gocharatva vastu, indriya gocharatva vastu alone is what becomes chintyaha. It is inconceivable because it is imperceptible. Simple. Avikaryaha ayam. So, he gives example. Be object to modifications, changes. Yatha ikshiram dadhi atanchanadina vikari na tatha ayam atma. Kshiram, the milk, is what subject to modification. The kshiram is vikari. Vikari means vikaraha yasyasi tad vikari. The kshiram is milk. Milk is subject to change. How? Dadhi atanchanadina. When using dadhi, curd, or atanchanam. Atanchanam means even the milk, you put some lime juice. It becomes curdled. Lime juice can make the milk curdled. Or any sour thing, a salt, can make the milk curdled. So, atanchanam means spoilt milk or curdled milk is atanchanam. Dadhi atanchanam. Either properly made curd or even the milk, spoilt milk or the curdled milk also can be you convert, modify the milk into yogurt. Milk into curdled milk or milk into curd. Atanchanam. Dadhi atanchana adina. Dadhyatanchadina. Kshiram vikari bhavati. Milk becomes subject to modifications. It becomes undergoes a change. Tatha na ayam atma. This atma is absolutely not subject to any changes or whatsoever. Avikaryaha. Why it's not subject to change? Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the reason. Niravayavatvat cha avikriyaha. Again, I'm reminding all of you. Paunaruktyam na chodhaneyam. Repetition should not be questioned. Niravayavatvat cha avikriyaha. As it is, Atma is not constituted of components. Atma is one partless, indivisible, undivided entity. Therefore, what? Niravayavatvat. Due to the nature of partlessness, avikriyaha, it is unmodifiable, unchangeable. So changeless. Nahi niravayavam kinchite vikriyatmakam drishtam. Niravayam kinchit. Anything which is partless, it has not been seen. Anything partless has not been seen to be subject to change. Niravayavam kinchit vikriyatmakam nahi drishtam. A partless something has not been seen to be subject to changes. It means Atma is absolutely partless. Therefore, it is absolutely changeless. Avikriyatvat avikaryaha ayam atma uchyate. Due to the unmodifiable nature, due to the changelessness, Atma is said to be what? Avikriyatvat. Due to the changelessness, Atma is said to be avikaryaha. Atma avikaryaha iti uchyate. Tasmad evam yathokta prakarena. Tasmad therefore evam. Evam means what? Tasmad evam viditvainam. So tasmad therefore evam. That evam, the word from the verse Sringa Bhagavatpada takes and he writes the commentary, yathokta prakarena, in this manner, as exactly how the nature of the Atma has been unfolded, yenam atmanam viditva. See, one should not remain ignorant of the self. One should discover the Atma in terms of its nature as unfolded here. Yathokta prakarena yenam means atmanam viditva, having discovered one's own self in this manner. Tvam anushochitam na arhasi. You do not need to grieve at all. As what? Oh, I'm going to fight. I have to fight. I'm going to kill these people, the pious people. I'm going to kill my cousins. I'm going to kill them. And they will be killed by me. And this destruction of these people will cause a lot of, consequences, undesirable consequences, etc., etc. You need not grieve at all. Who is the killer? Who is the killed? Everything can be reduced to two factors as Atma and Anatma. Atma is Satyam, absolutely indestructible. Anatma is Mithya. It's also not distinct. Is not even there to be destroyed. Anatma is not really there to be destroyed. Atma, absolutely, what is this? Only Atma. The second thing being not there, Atma is absolutely indestructible. Again, this is how Atma is. This is the nature of the Atma. Therefore, yathokta prakarena evam tasmat evam enam viditva. Means what? Yathokta prakarena atmanam viditva. Having understood the Atma in terms of its nature, as explained here, anushochitam na arhasi. Tvam is implied. You need not grieve at all, Arjuna. We'll see tomorrow. Okay? It's all right? Now, after this Bhashyam classes, I don't think you will forget Atma Swarupam. Even if you sleep, even in dream, avikriyatvate pavnaruktyam is so much repetition is so much that you will never forget this. But it's not simply remembering this. You must see that you, it is you who are absolutely indestructible. We'll continue tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.